We're now joined on the podium by Coach Dave Beatty from Kansas. Coach, welcome, and your thoughts about the upcoming season.
Thanks a lot. Great to be here back in my hometown of Dallas, Texas. Always fun to be back home. This time last year, we brought one of the key members of our defense with us in Dorrance Armstrong, and today he is one of the newest members of the Dallas Cowboys, and he's got a star on his helmet. And we're awfully proud of Dorrance and excited about having another Jayhawk in the NFL, so excited for him. This year, we've got several young men we brought with us that have some intriguing stories I think you're going to really enjoy. We brought Joe Dineen back with us. He was last year's nation's leader in solo tackles. He's also approaching the school record for TFLs. He's a local boy right there from Lawrence, Kansas, and has been a huge part of our team and the leadership on it. We also have Steven Sims, who is a Texas kid. He hails from Fort Bend, Texas. He was Big 12 Player of the Week once last year against Kansas State, 233 yards receiving in that game, which was one of the highest in the Big 12, third highest single game in the Big 12 last year. Steven Sims and Akeem Butler, who plays for Iowa State, played on the same high school team before Ben Travis. I would hate to be defending those guys in a high school situation, two terrific players at the same school. Khalil Herbert, kid out of South Florida. Khalil's got some interesting stories about him, but last year he was the Big 12 single game high leader in rushing. He had a 291 yard performance against West Virginia at home, so that was a great accomplishment by him. He's a preseason 13 pick by Athlon and all Big 12 team. He was greatly impacted in the offseason by the loss of one of his high school coaches in the Parkland tragedy, Coach Feast, who was a dear friend of his, and he was affected by that. And we certainly have been there to help support him as he's went through that. And then finally, we brought Daniel Wise, who is from right down the street here, Hebron High School. Brian Brazel, who's one of my coaching heroes, has done a terrific job there, won a bunch of games, state championships, produced a bunch of players. But Daniel's dad, he may be walking around here somewhere. You might want to recruit him because he still looks like he could play, played in the NFL. Bounced around there and went to the Canadian League for a while. His brother, Dietrich Wise, who played at Arkansas, is now a defensive lineman for the New England Patriots and went to the Super Bowl this year. So he's also got a younger brother that plays at UTEP, and they all are monsters. And this kid has been a terrific leader for us and was our leader in sacks last year, and we think he has a chance to have a great year. So some really great kids with some great stories I hope we can share with you as we're here over the next day. You know, we're excited to welcome Jeff Long to the Jayhawk family. He comes with a great deal of success and experience. We're eager to see the positive impact that he is going to bring to our athletic department. We think he's going to fall in love with the University of Kansas just like we have. In fact, in my talks with him, it looks like him and his wife Fanny already are on the way. So that's really a good thing. We look forward to getting him to know our football program, especially our players and coaches. I firmly believe that he's going to fall in love with the culture that these men have created, and we're excited for him to be a part of this with us. You know, as we go forward looking towards this season, one of the things that we think gives us some optimism as we head into it is the amount of experience that we have coming back. As we enter the 2018 season, we're eager to see the impact our seniors and our returning starters are going to have on this team. We have 26 seniors, which is a ton more than we've had in my tenure here, and we have 8 returning starters on offense, 9 returning starters on defense, and several specialists that are back. The most exciting thing for me is our talent level overall has improved, and it is going to add depth for us, which is going to create more competition even for those starters. So that's a good thing for us as we move forward. You know, in closing, our vision continues to remain the same at KU with our program. It's to build a championship program that stands the test of time. And we believe that that is a direct byproduct of creating one good man at a time. One good teammate, one good father, one good husband, one good productive member of society. And the byproduct of that is going to be championships and long-term success. Our guys have put the work in, but they know that's just the price of admission. And there's a lot of things that we feel like we've learned over the last 2 years that are going to give us an edge as we move forward into this season. So with that being said, I look forward to taking some questions for you guys today.
We got a question in the middle on the aisle. Again, if you'll give your name and your affiliation, please.
Coach, Pete Mundo, HeartlandCollegeSports.com. When it comes to, obviously a lot of people will give you credit for getting the scholarships back up and kind of building this thing back up. But heading into year four, what is that win total this program needs to see that success and growth on the field that just hasn't been there?
Well, the name of the game in college sports is production. And we feel like, you know, we understand that that is no different for us than it is for anyone else, that production is the name of the game. So when it comes to our preparation, that's not going to change. We're going to start with game one. And the goal is to go 1-0 to win that game and then put just as much focus on that next game to be able to do the same and repeat that. When it comes to a win total, I don't have that answer. I don't know that many people do, but I know this. I bet around Christmas time we know.
Got a question on the one row ahead of you.
Good morning, Coach. Bob Akairi with Reddit College Football. In your talks with Jeff Long that you mentioned, what expectations has he given you about where he'd like to see the football program this upcoming season?
First of all, I love that shirt, by the way. That's a good-looking shirt. I like that. You know, we've had great talks to this point, and really a lot of it has been introductory in nature. We have not been on campus at the same time. He is taking his family, and they're heading to a much-needed vacation that they're going to get away for a little while, and I was on vacation last week. But we have communicated quite a bit. And the thing that I really love about talking with him is his vision, and I've always believed that your vision pulls you. And as he speaks about his vision, and as we talk about how he wants to create a championship at KU in all areas, we share the same things when it comes to how you get that done. The values that he shares are exactly what we share, which I think it's going to be a terrific marriage between us as we move forward. And the thing that he also has shared with us is that he is completely and totally behind us, and anything he can do to help, he's there to do it.
We had a question in the middle aisle here. Cedric, did you have a question too? Okay. Got a question just down the aisle. We need to bring a microphone over here, and then we're going to go over there.
Hey, Coach. Patrick Mayhorn of Land Grant Gauntlet. You had a lot of success recruiting Louisiana in 2018. Is that a pipeline that you're hoping to develop and continue to go back to in the future?
Well, obviously, we feel like there's a lot of talent in that area. I think one of the key things for us was the hiring of a guy named Tony Hull, literally a rocket scientist. He used to work at NASA on the fuel tank there. Got back into high school sports to try to help rejuvenate the neighborhoods and try to contribute back. Gave up a high-paying salary to do that. And I recruited there when I was at Texas A&M, got to know Tony, and realized really quickly that he was connected to just about everyone in that area. And a very unique reason, because his school, he could only take certain guys. So he literally started filling other schools, his competition, with terrific players. He wasn't afraid of that. His goal was always to help players in that area, help kids in that area, to help them benefit from that. So his relationships with those guys down there have been very, very important and very pivotal. We just signed the two highest rated guys in KU history. Since there's been rankings that have been kept, Corion Harris and Puka Williams are the two highest rated guys that have ever been signed at that university. A lot of credit goes to Tony Hull and the connections that he has down there.
Got a question in the middle, right here in the front.
Hey, Dave, over here. Suzanne Halliburton, Austin American Statesman. I wanted to ask you about the stadium construction. I know that Kansas has gotten spruced up the stadium from pulling out the turf and the track and stuff. And how vital is it for you as a coach to have something new to show recruits?
Right. You know, it's a new era that we live in. And I think the big thing for all of us is to understand that it's really important to the youth in America right now that are looking at universities that we stimulate them when they come to campus. We have to stimulate them. I believe sometimes they're ruling people out and they don't even realize it. They're very unique in terms of the way that they think. They do operate off being stimulated, and a lot of people have gotten that and understood it. I mean, you know, look no further than this place right here. I mean, these people get fan experience. They get what fans want. This place is phenomenal, and that's really, I think, what's happening in college sports. And we just embarked on, we're about, I don't know, a little bit over, under halfway through with the building of our brand new $26 million indoor that is going to be a crown jewel, football only indoor, which we're really excited about that. I think we're the last team in the Power Five to have our own dedicated indoor, which is going to be very powerful. And then we also are moving forward on renovating Memorial Stadium, which is something that our fans deserve and our players certainly deserve as well. And we understand that, and I know that Jeff is going to bring a wealth of knowledge in doing those things. One of the other things that I'm really excited about for him, he's got great vision, he's got great connections with the people that design places that understand stimulating young people.
We got a question on the far right side. Brian, put your hand up so we can see you.
Hey, David, right here, Bali, Fox Sports. So tell us about the quarterback position, Dave. I mean, I know we know Carter and Peyton, but I know you have a transfer that is eligible. And so what's that competition look like going into this fall?
Right. Well, it is still a competition, Bali. It's, you know, we had Peyton Bender, who started the season, and he went down with an injury. Carter came in, played a few games, and then he went down with an injury. And Peyton was well enough to come back and play in the final game or two there. But we also have signed a kid named Miles Kendrick out of San Mateo, who's been a terrific addition to that room. But I know this, we're going to narrow that down to two pretty quick, and our guys understand that. They know there's an urgency there to get yourself in that top two. But we're going to prepare all three, because in this league it's a very, very rough and tumble league for quarterbacks. So at any point, all of them got to be ready and prepared, but we would like to get it down to the guy pretty quickly. I'm not going to give a timeline on it, but I will say we want to get it done pretty quickly.
If we would, if you guys would stand up when you ask the question, it makes it a lot easier for everybody concerned. Right here in the middle.
Danny Davis, the Austin American Statesman. David, could you expand a little bit more about Khalil and what you guys have done for him this offseason and his kind of what he's had to go through with everything going on back home?
Right. I won't expand just a whole lot because I want to leave that to Khalil and respect his grieving process. But I will just say this, that I'm always amazed at what our university, David Reed, compliance in general, and the NCAA is willing to do for kids. For them to do what they did to help us get him down there, to be able to honor Coach Feast and be there for that funeral. There's a lot of things that get reported, but there's some things that need to be reported. The fact that those people, all of those people stood up and did what they needed to do to make sure that Khalil was there, I thought was a testament to complete and total class that the NCAA showed. David Reed is a guy that is huge for us on our campus and understanding how that works. And I thank them for allowing that to happen. We've done everything that we can in our process to be able to make sure we're there for Khalil. When you meet him, you're going to find out he's an unbelievable young man, not just a great talent. He was born with more fingers than most of us. I think it was 12. We were a little bit upset at him that he cut the other two off because we thought it was a ball security advantage. But I guess he wanted to just have 10. So he takes care of the ball pretty good anyway. Got some interesting stories. Khalil will be fun to talk to.
Got time for one more question for Coach. Got a question on the aisle. Barry, if you'd stand up again, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, David, Barry Trammell, the Oklahoman. The unfortunate incident in Lawrence before the Oklahoma game last year, on both sides, before the game, during the game, all that. What have you learned from that, or your team has learned from that, and how can every side avoid that kind of thing in the future?
Right. You know, I know for our team, I'll speak for our team, that we learned a lot about that. We learned that this game is... it's all about class. It's about representing your university, your fans, your stakeholders. And then when you make decisions, that those decisions got to be based on more than just ourselves. The young men that were involved in that, there's a couple of them that are here today. And I can assure you that they're unbelievable young men. And they stood up and did what they needed to do to be able to face the criticism that came along with that. So we learned a lot, not just what happened, but how you face the criticism when it comes along with it. But we as a team believe that there's no place for that in college athletics. We've got a good thing going here, and we certainly want to make sure that we're a positive part of it and not a negative part of it. We've got a terrific platform. But it can only be terrific when we use it. We got to use it in the right ways.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much, and good luck for the season.
Thanks
and
a lot, John.
I do appreciate everybody standing up, if you will. That makes it a lot easier for us to focus on who's asking the question. Thank you. Next up will be Coach Kingsbury from Texas Tech.